that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi decided to write this Mishnah, to put together this Mishnah, so he broke it up into six categories. Chelek HaRishon are the mitzvos ha-mechuyavos b'tzemach ha-aretz, agricultural, like kilayim, shmita, arla, trumos, maestros, and other chukei hamatanos, other types of, peya, things that you have to give to aniyim. Chelek HaSheni are the pirkei zmanei hashana and the moadim, what we refer to as moed. U'mashin eschayiv b'hem, v'hishtanus mishpateim, v'osir b'hem, v'amutter, all the things that are connected to the holidays. Chelek hashlishi, bebeilos vehefresh yesh bedinim bein haanoshim venoshim. Women, male, female interaction, marriage, yibum, chalitza, ksuba, kiddushin, gittin. And that's the third seder, that's noshim. Revi. Dinim u'merivo shebein adam lechaveiro. Nezikin. Arguments, machloks in between people, schoros, masumatan, business, shutfis, partnerships, karkos. That's nezikin. Chele kachamishi, inyone ar karbonos. That's going to be kodshim. And then chele kashishi, taharos, vihofcham, and tuma, tuma v'tahara. The Kara called Chelek Mem Seder, and he called each of these a Seder. HaChelek HaRishon, Seder's Run. Second one, Seder Moed. Third one, Seder Nashim. Third one, Seder Nezikim. Fifth one, Seder Kachim. And the sixth one, Seder Taharos. If it has Simen, the way you can remember it, Zman Nakat. Okay. V'hischil B'Seder Zroim. So he starts with Zroim. Why? Now here what the Rambam is going to be doing now is he's going to try to suggest an explanation for the entire order of Shas Mishnayos. Why is Zroim before Moed? And what's the order of the Masechtas within Zroim? So we're going to have to see. Some of them are going to be very obvious. Some of them are going to require a little bit of, thumb twisting in order to get it to work out. So we started with Zroim. Why? Life is dependent on food. And the production of food is Zroim. So it's like starting from the most basic human need is food. Right? Marriage is important. Kodshim is important. But Zroim is the most basic human need in order to live. It's not just important to live. It's important to live in order so that you can serve Hashem. That's why he starts by discussing this. And afterwards, he starts talking about Seder Moed. Why? We're going to see the Rambam is going to keep continuing to this principle. Because that's what we find in the Torah. The Torah puts it in that order. Because it says, 6 years, you work your land. So then you'll keep Shemitah in the sixth year. So that's very clearly about planting, living the land, keeping the mitzvahs of the land. The Omar Achar came, Sheishas Yomim, Tase Masecha, the Achar Kach, Shalosh Regalim Tachogli B'Shana. So you see that in the Torah itself, in Shmos Chav Gimel, in Mishpatim, in Parshas Mishpatim. So first it tells us the laws have to do with the land, and then right away it starts discussing the holidays. So therefore, the Rambam just followed the order of the Torah. Kodim dinei nezikin. Now, you have to realize that if you're going based on Parshas Mishpatim, then nezikin should come even first. But no, we first discussed land, so that was a little bit later in Mishpatim. Then we discuss the holidays. Now, why do we now go to Nashim? So he says, "Kedei lelechas achrei akasav she'amar," because the pasuk there also in that parsha says, "Ki yimkor ishes bito la'ama, v'chi yinatsu anashim v'nagfa isha hara, v'yachar kach ki yigach shor ish, shor es ish." So if you look earlier in Mishpatim, now that we've dealt with human life and then the Moadim, which follow right afterwards,
then really, if you look in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, there is a line first, Ki Imkor Ishes Bito La'amo, is discussing Dine Nashim, marriage. And, I mean, you're selling her off as a slave, I understand. But there's going to be a mitzvah marrying Giyud. So it's loosely connected to Nashim. So we do Nashim, and then we do Nezikin. V'sefer Elish Shmos Kolel Elu Ha'arba Anyanim Inyan Seder Zeram Moed Nashim Nezikin. All four of these topics are discussed in Shmos. V'achari Asher Diber Al Inyan Elish Shmos Diber Al Inyan Vayikra. What's the next sefer? Vayikra. And that's why Kachim comes next. And also Taharos is makes sense that it's next, because that's also what we find in the Torah. Hiktim dina karbonos, kodim dina tumos vetaros, shereyataros, hischil bam parshas vayibe yom hashmini. So in Parshas Shmini, in the middle of Vayikra, is when we start discussing tumah v'tahara. So that's after Vayikra and Sav, all the parshas that dealt with the karbonos. So after he discussed all six of these categories, so that's the order of the starim. Now he says, within each Seder, he decided to break up each Seder into smaller sections, which we call the Masechtos. So, Kfimashu Roy, the Kar Shem Kol Min HaPratios Meseches, and he called each one a Mesechta. Acha Ken Cholak HaMamer Sheyesh B'chol Min Prati LeProkim, the Kar Shem Kol Echad Perek, and he broke every Mesechta up into Prokim. Acha Ken Cholak Maimer Kol Perek LeProkim Ketanim, and he broke every Perek up into smaller sections. Nechuchim LeHovin V'Kalim LeDaitim, in order to be easier and learn them and to remember them al peh, to memorize them, ulo rosim, to teach them, karshem kol echad me'achad me'aprokim ektarim halacha, and he called each of these, we call them mishnayos, he says each one of those was called the halacha. Okay. So now, what is each seder? So let's fly through it. Chelek ha'mamar b'seder zroam kamo sha'amar, so the first one was zroim, hischil b'meseches brachos, it starts with meseches brachos. V'hatam sh'tzichu la'atzchil bo, when the expert doctor wants to help someone stay healthy, this is the Rambam. We see this. The Rambam is chozer on this point many times in his writings. The ikker way to stay healthy is to eat properly. And therefore, he says, so the first thing, food. Food is the most, eating is what we're starting with, and you don't eat without first making a bracha. Interesting. The Rambam says, you have to eat properly. Now, right away, the rationalists jump in and say, well, what does that mean to eat properly? Eating properly means make sure you're eating healthy food. That's what it means to eat properly. That's what the Rambam obviously means when he says to eat properly. And that's true. The Rambam does mean that. But that's not all he means. The Rambam also states very clearly here that part of eating properly, we're talking about what's going to help your health. The Rambam said, he just said, proper health is to eat healthy. Proper, responsible upkeep of the body is eating healthy. How do you eat healthy? So the Rambam says, you make a bracha. So he was raw l'sader b'tchilos tvar of brachos. K'dei l'saken ha'mozum tikun. Sheyesh lo inyan. Okay. Achar kach, and that's why you have to have brachos, because you need to know the bracha. Making a bracha is part of eating healthy. Achar kach raw l'saken tvar of k'dei shelo yeh choser. And once he was talking about brachos, so he didn't just talk about brachos for food, he discussed all types of brachos. For instance, al hamazon, v'al hamitzvos. V'ein lecha mitzvah sh'adam chayev ba b'chol yom, ela kriya shema bilvad. V'ein lecha mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah that a person is mamish chayev ba b'chol yom, ela kriya shema bilvad.
Now, when he says that there's no mitzvah, that a person is not chayiv in every day except for Kriya Shema, is that really what he means? Or does he mean that Kriya Shema is the most common, regular mitzvah that we encounter? We do it twice a day, every single day, no matter what's going on. So he says, and we're not going to talk about Berachos Kriya Shema. So we have to talk about Kriya Shema, because we have to talk about Berachos Kriya Shema. Why do we have to talk about Berachos Kriya Shema? Because we have to talk about Bracha on food. But we're not going to talk about Berachos Kriya Shema without talking about Kriya Shema. So therefore, he starts with Emosai Korna Shema. The Chol Mashin is Boyer Lo V'Achar Kach Chozer L'Inyan HaSeder. And then after he finishes discussing the Bracha and Kriya Shema, the Bracha of Kriya Shema, he goes back to the main topic, V'Hu L'Daber B'Mitzvah Sarah Ha'aretz. And then after he's done with Brachos, so he goes back to the main topic, which is Zerah Ha'aretz. So now, just one little point, there's an interesting Haggah here. The Haggah quotes, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. I don't know if you have the Mosadar of Cook edition, you don't have the Haggos. If you have the classic Gemara, he says here, Seder Rabbe Hoseinu HaKadosh HaMahaschel Seder HaMishnah B'Yichudo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kabe Olav Ol Malchus Shamayim V'Ol Mitzvos. We start with Kriya Shema, adds in also, because that's Ol Malchus Shamayim, that's the essence of why we exist. So we're going to start with Kriya Shema, because that's the essence of who we are. Okay, says the Rambam, so after we're done with brachos, which we had to discuss first, hischil v'mesechus peya. Why? Because kol hamatano she'odem chayev b'em al hazera lo yischayev b'em ela achar k'tzoro. But the kama is chayev b'peya. Most of the things that a person is chayev in terms of matanos to aniyim or to the kohanim, like trumos and maestros, all of these things, it all happens after you harvest the food. But that's not true by peya. Peya, you're chayivin while the food is still standing. Peya, we know, is leaving over the corner of your fields. That's while the produce is still in the field. So that's the first thing that you're chayivin. Via dayin bikarka. And therefore, b'shvilza hiktim ledaber ba. So that's why we start talking first about peya. And after peya is demai, b'shvil sheyesh bo l'aniyim zchus k'mo sheyesh lam b'peya. Just like by peya, the aniyim have a zchus to the peya, so they also have a zchus to demai. Demai we know is something that demai. What is it? It's questionable. It's produce of an am ha'aretz, and we don't know if he took off trumos and maaseros or not. V'chein amru ma'achilin es aniyim demai, and you're allowed to feed it to. You're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to feed it to an ani. V'yachar demai kilayim, after that is kilayim, which discusses forbidden mixtures in the field. Why do we discuss that next? Shekach sidrama kosov, because that's what we find in the pasuk. It says in Parshas Kedoshim, lo sechala peyas sadcha, don't cut off the peya. And then after it says, lo sidraz kilayim, don't plant kilayim. And after kilayim comes shvias. Now, really, it would have been nachon to do Orla next, after Kilayim. Orla, we know, first 3 years, when you plant something, when something grows, you're not allowed to eat the fruits. It's Orla. Why should Orla really come next? Because kach sedura b'Torah, that's what we have in the Torah. Lule shera she'orla eina min ha-mitzvah she'adam muchrach la'asosa. But the truth is that Orla is not something you have to keep. How many of you have to keep Orla? Unless you're growing a tree in your backyard, you don't keep Orla. So, kol man shlo nata lo yischayev b'arla. If you don't grow anything, you're not going to be chayev in arla. But shvius is a mitzvah that everyone has to keep. Adam muchrach lasoso, because every person, when the seventh year comes, is not able to do anything in the fields. And there are other going to be other halachos that apply to people also in the seventh year. Loans are going to be nullified. For osha shmita yesh paseder miyuchad min haTorah ulefika chichtem ledaber b'shmita. So, therefore, Shemitah, we decided to talk about Shemitah first. It also has its own special order. Therefore, there's a certain chashivos there, so he speaks about Shemitah first. And after Shemitah, he speaks Truma Gedola. Why Truma Gedola next? Because Truma is the first matana that you give to Kohanim when you bring your produce in, right? Truma Gedola means the 140th, 150th, 160th, depending on how much of an Ayin Yafeh a person has. That's something that a person gives to the Kohen. V'sider acha truma, Maiser Rishon, which is what we give to a Levi. Maiser means a tenth. It's a tenth. V'nei shehi b'mayla shniya l'truma. It's the second in terms of chashivas after truma. B'din hafrasha, that's what you give second. V'sider achar Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni, we know. Which years are Maiser Sheni? Who remembers? Anyone remember which years are Maiser Sheni? Good. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Excellent. 1, 2, 4, and 5. And then 3 and 6 are Maiser Ani. Correct? So Maiser Sheni, you take your produce with you to Yerushalayim. Eat it in Yerushalayim. If you have too much produce, you put it onto a coin, you bring the money with you to Yerushalayim. And you buy produce, you buy food, and then you eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's Maiser Sheni. V'sider achar kein maseches chala. After that is chala. Why is chala next? V'shvil shmei achar shemotziyan min hazera kol elu amatano shem truma maiser, maiser rishon sheni. Then you grind it, and you make it into flour, and you knead it, loshen oso, and then it's chayiv and chala. It only becomes chayiv and chala once it's a dough. So it's just later in the process. And when he finished discussing all of the Zera and the Matanos, so then he starts talking about the Peros. And that's why after he's done with Chala, he finally gets to Arla. And after Arla, we have Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits of your first fruits, because that's what we find in the Pasuk, in Sefer Vayikra. Because Arla is in Sefer Vayikra, excuse me, and Bikurim are in Parshas Kisavo. The alu mispra halakim beseder zram l'ashte asar misechtos. Okay, so that is the full number for zram. Next is moed. Okay, you understand now why I said this is a little tedious, but he's going to go through all of shas. So let's go. I'll try to pick up the speed. So after that, he does seder moed, and he broke it up just like he did with seder zram. He starts with Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is obviously the most chashuv, and it happens every 7 days. And since it happens every 7 days, it's something that we're involved with the most time out of all the holidays. And the Torah starts within Parshas Moedos in Vayikra Chaf Gimel. So it starts out, Ela Moedei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh Eshet Krosa Moedam. It starts by talking about Shabbos first. After Shabbos is Erevin. Why? Because it's connected to Shabbos. After that is Pesachim, because that's the first of the mitzvos that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael. And it's also second to Shabbos in Parshas HaMoedos. After Shabbos, we discuss Pesachim. After that is Shkalim, because that's the order in the Torah. And then Kippurim after Shkalim. Why? Kfishas Sidur Shemitzvah Shkalim in Parshas Kitisa. And Kippurim is in Parshas Achremos. So that also goes in order. V'yachar v'kach bo l'sayim l'dvar of b'shalosh regalim. And he then wants to finish up the shalosh regalim. So kodem zed dibra al pesachim. We already spoke about Pesach. What's left is Sukkos and Shavuos. And he didn't really have much to do about Shavuos. There weren't so many mishnayos about Shavuos. Lo nimtzu lo mashi davar b'shavuos. Elo dvar miyuchadim b'chol yontiv. But he did have general yontif things, and that's Maseches Beitza. So, but first we got Sukkos. Even though order-wise, if you're doing Pesachim already, Shavuos should really come next. And if we're saying that Beitza, Beya, is officially going to be our Shavuos discussion, because that's where we discuss yontif, so why are you putting Sukkah first? Still, he put Sukkah first because Sukkah obviously is much more miyuchad to the Chag, and it has lots and lots of mitzvahs in it. All the discussion about the mitzvah of Sukkah and all the Dalad Minim. V'lo nishar lo min ha'prakam niskarim because of El Rosh Hashanah bilvad. V'acharei beitza diver al Rosh Hashanah. So then he put beitza and then Rosh Hashanah. K'hishlu dvar v'al ha'moadim. When he finished discussing all of the moadim that are, again, that he was niskarim because of, the ones that are amurim b'torah. So then he started to discuss the zmanei ataniyos. Started to discuss the fasts,
the ones that are mentioned in the Sifrei Nevuah, right? We learned that Pasuk and Zechariah, remember? That Pasuk that we darshan. Remember that Pasuk that we darshan in Maseches Rosh Hashanah? What was it? Yud Zayin or Yud Ches in Rosh Hashanah? We darshan all the different Ta'anios. Yeah? Anyone remembers that? Someone shake their head? Okay, good. Thank you. So those are the Tzomos that the Nevi'im were Mesakin. V'sider achar kach inyan Ta'anios. V'sider achar Ta'anios Megillah. Because that's also a Takan of the Nevi'im. Shoyachronim. L'asher hiskiru Ta'anios. They were after the ones who made the Ta'anios. The Ta'anios were Nigzar earlier. Now, when we say they were Nigzar earlier, it's very, very close because the Megillah is during the period of the Persians. That's between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The earlier Ta'anios are all connected with the Chorban. But he says that they were first, the Ta'anios. Sider achar Megillah moed katan, and they sheish bono uben yamei apurim et starfus, shebishneim osir betainus vehespeid. Moed katan is chalamoed. And there's this similarity, even though it's not really a yontiv, even though we did learn in Pirkei Avos that Hamivazas Hamoados refers to Chol HaMoed. Remember, Rabbeinu Yonah quoted that. But he says that still the thing it's most similar to are the fasts, are Purim, in the sense that there's an Isser of Tanis and Hesped. The Kasher Hishlam the Daber Al Azmanim V'Chol Boseyim V'Chol Mashen Isbor Aleim. And when he finished discussing all of the holidays, Chosam Enyan B'Maseches Chagiga. The very end, he discusses Chagiga. Why? She'inyana b'chova shalosh regalim. Because it is a chova that's connected to the shalosh regalim. But he put it at the end because it's eno, she'eno inyan klali. U'bishvil she'eno chova ela al zecharim. It's not a general chiyuv. And it's only on the zecharim, as the pasuk says, also in Mishpatim. Yeroe kol zechurcha. Yireh kol zechorcha, that everyone will appear. The olu chelki amamer b'seder moed l'shteim esrei mesechtos. So we finish moed, it ends up that it is 12 mesechtos. Okay, achar kach chelki amamer, and next he gets to Nashim. And he starts with Yevamos. Now why would he start with Yevamos? Why doesn't he start with Ksubis? Ksubis is the ksuba you write in order to get married. Yevamos is when a man dies without any children and his brother is going to marry his wife. Why do we start with that? Ksubis refers to marriage, and marriage is something that you decide. Nobody forces you to get married. So it's your own volition. We tell the guy, you must do Yibam or do Chalitza. So for since it's something that he has to do, it's an obligation, we've already seen that theme, that something that's not an obligation is not written earlier. Something that's an absolute obligation starts first. So therefore, Haschala b'dvar ma'muchrachim hu nachon v'roi min advarm she'enu muchrachim. It makes more sense to start with things that are absolute obligations. Alkin hischil b'yavamos v'sidei achakach ksubis. After Yevamos discusses ksubis, and after, because that's getting married, and after Ksubis Nidarim, why? Because if you look, a lot of it discusses Nidre Isha. Kemo ben Ish l'ishto ben Av l'bito, k'sheyoha nisuin gemurin, te'a Isha nechneses l'chopo, yesh l'bay l'rishus l'hafir nidareh. This is one of the nafkaminas of getting married. One of the nafkaminas of getting married, Parshas Matos, is that you're able to be mefer your wife's Nidarim. And therefore, that's why Nidarim was stuck after Ksubis, because that's the result of getting married. Nazirus is a form of neder. To become a nazir is a form of neder. And therefore, Maseches Nazirus comes after. Maseches Nazir comes after. And the husband's power to nullify her nadarim includes nazir. And therefore, after nadarim is nazir. And when he was done talking about getting married, so he started to discuss b'inyan ha gerushin. She'achrei nisuin ba'in ha gerushin. V'sider gittin achar nizirus. And therefore, gittin comes next. That's the way that you dissolve a marriage. And after gittin is sota. Why sota? Because the inyana, it's a form like gerish. Now I know in ours, sota comes before gid. But apparently in the Rambams, he didn't have that order. So after gittin is sota, because the inyan is like gerishin, because when a sota, when she's mizana, so then the husband has to divorce her. So it's also something that leads to the dissolving of a marriage. And after sota is kiddushin. Oh, we didn't learn Maseches Kiddushin together or gittin. This is like one of those hakdamas shirim. Why in the world should kiddushin come at the end? Should be all the way back in the beginning with ksubis, right? You were all thinking that. V'yesh lishol bekan mipnei masi der kiddushin ba'achrona hayanachol nakdima liyosidura kodem ksubis. Kiddushin should come before ksuba. V'yim tomar shlo sidru osa kodem ksubis shloon nafarish ben yavamos the ksubis shen yana echad v'inyan bia. If you're going to tell me, well, ksubis discusses a lot about bia rishona, that's the beginning of ksubis. And Yavama, the Kinyan Yibum comes through Bia. So they wanted to connect Yibum, Meseches Yavamos, to Meseches Ksubis. Ushiyu Devreim Niksharim, V'ilu Nitzarech Al Kopanem L'Sadjo Ayi Kosvo Kodim Gin. Okay, so I understand if you didn't want to put it all the way up there. But it for sure should come before Gittin. Why in the world is Gittin before Kiddushin? Doesn't make any sense. So he tells us, That's what it should have done. And that would have been proper. The answer to this question is, because that's the way the Torah presents them. And that's what it says there in the Torah. You'll write her a sefer krisus. So you'll divorce your wife. And she'll go out and she'll get married to somebody else. Once she's divorced, she's able to marry somebody else. And we learn from that pasuk, in Kiddushin, we learn that there's a hekesh between Havaya and Yitzia. We learn that second part of the pasuk is discussing Kiddushin. This is the end of Nashim and it's seven Masechtos. Now the Rambam's last explanation is not so pashut, because if you look in the beginning of that pasuk, before it says because of los sefer krisus, it talks about getting married first. So it's true that it discusses divorce and then marriage afterwards, but it seems like marriage is discussed before. This is a big discussion, lots of different views in the Rishonim, why Kiddushin comes after Gittin. The Rambam's view is that's the order of the psukim. Okay. Achar kach nezikin. So what's nezikin? So first of all, we've got the three bavos. Bava Kama speaks on nezikin, as you all know, shor bor, hever, vidin hachovel. See, it's interesting. He says shor bor to hever. What about mave? What happened to mave? So then he says vidin chovel, and the din of a person who attacks another person. So I don't know. Did anyone remember who did the Rambam paskin like in the parish of Mishnayos, Ephraim? Let's go. Did he paskin like Rav? Did he paskin like Shmuel? Anyone remember? I think we pointed out that the Rambam in his parish Mishnah is paskin like one of them. And we said, it's funny that he's paskining. What do you need to paskin for? Everyone's Mishnah ends up having the same. Just the question is, Mava Adam, is Mava Shem? Okay, you'll take a look and get back to us about that. V'din achovel v'eino shofet rashay lahakdim dober kodim shiasir hezek mibnei Adam. Neza hikdim osab rishona al shar dinim. Says the first important thing before we start dealing with laws of Dine Momenus, we have to make sure that people are getting along with each other. So that's what we have to first deal with, Nezikin. Then, Bav Metzia, which speaks about Tainos and Pikadons, right, when you entrust something with someone, and Schirus, rentals, and borrowing, and Sochir, the Chomashu Roy L'chaber L'za'in, K'mosh Asa Kosov, Sha'achre Dine Shor Bor, we have the Pasuk of Arba Shomrim. We discuss Arba Shomrim. So just like in the Torah, Bava Kama and then Arba Shomrim, so too here. V'yachar kach Bava Basra, and that speaks about Chalukas Karko, Shutfis, Dinim Binyan Hadiros, Hamishutofos, when people share property, and Dine Shchenim, neighbors, and how you are Mevatel Mekachum Emkar, Bimuma Nimtza, when you find some type of Tos,
in different types of dinim having to do with kinyanim and an arev, a guarantor, and yerushos. The end of Bava Basra discusses yerusha. It's interesting. Bava Kama is all psukim. Right? You all learn through Bava Kama. You see, a lot of it's based on psukim. Bava Basra, a lot of it's based on svara, not based on psukim. So they put that at the end. Right, that goes with Hishita. He's been saying that we follow the Torah. We do something that comes in the Torah first before something that comes in the Torah last. So for sure, something that doesn't even in the Torah. It's all svaros, like Bava Basra. The lowest boyer mina Torah, and they're not actually listed in the Torah. And then once we're talking about dinim, so he discusses then the dinim of the dayanim. That's Maseches Sanhedrin. So that's why after Bava Basra is Maseches Sanhedrin. Aval Maseches Makos, he niksheres Masech v'nuschos in Maseches Sanhedrin. In some Masechtos, in some old collections, Makos was connected, was part of Sanhedrin. So they did Makos next. Ubechlol himenuya, therefore it comes next. V'amru shebishvil she'amar ve'elu ha'ena nechnokin ha'nidbak alav. If you take a look, one, the Masech, the prokim at the end of Sanhedrin are Elohena Nisrafim, Elohema Nechnokin. And if you look in Makos, what's the second parak? Elohena Golan. What's the third one? Elohena Lokin, right? It follows the similar structure. Elohena Lokin. Ve'inza Tam Emes. And the Rambam says, but I don't think this is true. About he Masechus Pifnei Atzmo. So even though structurally it looks like it might be connected to Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, I don't think that that's true. And it's really by itself. Ve'nismicha The reason it's put there is because the only one who can give Malkus are the Shoftim. We're going to get cut off in a second. I'm just giving you a warning. As it says in the Pasuk, the din is Malkus can only be given by the Sanhedrin. The reason why after Makos, right, we said that Makos, even though the Rambam felt that Makos is not really part of Sanhedrin, it is its own Masechta, but it's something that the Shoftim do. The Shoftim have the commandments. It's the job of the Shoftim, of the Sanhedrin, to administer the Malkus. Now, after Makos is Shavuos, because there's the end of Makos and the beginning of Shavuos has certain dinim that are similar. As it says in the Gemara, v'hechbiruhu l'inyanahu v'neishu gam kemi maisa dayanim she'en rishus lochuf al ha'shvua el l'shofet. Also, the only one who can enforce it is the shofet. U'kehishl l'dabar al ha'dinim v'ha'dayanim v'chol ma'ashu maisa ha'dayanim v'yuchad bo min ha'machlokas v'chiyuv ha'shvuas. So after it, Rabbi Yudah Nasi was done talking about the Dayanim and the Machloksim and the Shvuos. So then, Bala Daber Binyan Edius. Now, what's Maseches Edius? Rov Inyan Zosa Masechta, Hu Lizkor Ba, Kol Halacha She'idu Aleim Anashim Brurim Ne'amonim. That Maseches Edius is all testimonies of different Tanoim, of different Dinim, right? It'll say there, Heyed this Rav, Heyed this Rav, Heyed that Rav. It's Eduyos of different Rabbonim. And I guess the reason why it's mentioned here is because Eidus is given in front of Dayanim. And Shavuos is something, so why don't we put Eidus immediately after Sanhedrin? If you give Eidus in front of Sanhedrin, that's what Eidus is. It's Eidus of different Tanoim. So the reason why we don't put it right away is because Shavuos is something that's common, at least more common than Eidus. Eidus are Dvarim, Shehi'idu, Bom, Lifnei, Ashoftim, Be'itim, Yiduim, V'kibulu, Osamehem. Eidus is not about Eidus in general, or else that would be a very common topic. Eidus is a Masechta about specific Eiduyos that were given at one point in history. And therefore, it's not really so common because it was just something that was happened once. Therefore, it comes at the end. Achar ken hitzchil adaber al akum. And then we have Maseches Avodah Zarah. Lefi she'inyana davar muchruch l'shofet she'yidanu. It's something that a judge needs to know, because if he's going to try cases of people that are suspected of Avodah Zarah, he needs to know Avodah Zarah very well. This is fascinating. There's a letter, I was speaking to Zach about this recently. There's a letter that the Rambam wrote to the community in it's a little bit of a discussion where, somewhere in Provence, Marseille perhaps, or Lunel. And there, he has an amazing line. He says, he's talking about Avodah Zarah there, and he says, I've read every book on Avodah Zarah that I can get my hands on. The Rambam writes. He wanted to understand it in order to be able to know the halachos about it. So he writes, any book of Avodah Zarah that's been written in any language, in the languages I know, he says, I got my hands on it and I read it in order to be knowledgeable about the halacha. So he says here that Akum is something that the Shofet needs to know. The Oziya Sholem, Kishi Yodeya Nimuse HaAvodosahem, when he knows the practices, V'chuko Seyem, then he knows how to judge. There's going to be a shaila. Someone's going to be suspected of doing Avodah Zarah. Well, what, did he do a maisa of Avodah Zarah? We need to, an expert in Avodah Zarah in order to make that cheshbon.
If you do the Avodah Zarah, that's really the proper Avodah Zarah for Noga, which is one star constellation, and you use that form of avoda for the kochav Shabbatai, or if you're yispala lekochav tzedek with the tefila of ma'adim, so you're not chayev misa, because you didn't do the proper avoda zara for that olial. You're not chayev misa. I mean, you're a bad person, and you might have gotten avera, but you're not going to be chayev misa.
Interesting. The Rambam says that that's put at the end because Avodah Zarah is not so common. Now, what he probably means is that in the times of Yudah Nasi, Avodah Zarah is not so common, because we know that Anshei Knesset HaGadol was Mevatel, the Yetzirah for Avodah Kochavim. So, but because if it's talking about in the times of Tanakh, Avodah Zarah was very common. But he says that, I guess, in the times of Yudah Nasi, it wasn't so common. Because initial no masha yitzarach elov hashofet hischa ba'avos. And then after we finished all this, we have Maseches Avos. The osazel is shnei inyanim. Avos is there for two reasons. Number one,
the first reason for Maseches Avos is k'dei lahudia shahaskama v'hakabalah, the mesor that we have is emes nechona v'kiblua am me'am. And as you know, we have in Avos, all the generations, starting from Moshe Rabbeinu giving to Yoshua, Hashem to Moshe, to Yoshua, all the way through the Zugos, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, the Zugos, the Tanoim. Ulefikach roi l'chabed achacha mehem, uloshiva b'mayla nechbedes. And for this reason, it instills within us, for this reason a person should have respect for, and by having a record of the Mesorah, so it instills within us a respect for the Mesorah and the Ma'atike Hashmua, those who passed it on from generation to generation. B'shpil shi'igia kabbalah elav, shehu bedoro k'ma elu bedorem. We have to respect the people that are the leaders of the generation, whether it's our generation or in each generation, because it could be very well be that a leader in our generation, a generation before, or five generations ago, wasn't as great as the leaders from the earlier generations. But that's what we have, and that's what we know that that's what Chazal teach us. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that if in the Mishnah there, that if we're going to start questioning Rabbi Gamliel, who was the head of the Sanhedrin and Yavne, then we're going to have to ask, we could start questioning every Sanhedrin. We can't function that way. Whoever the head of the Sanhedrin is the person that we have to, is the those who are the Matike Ashmua, those who are the Chachmei HaMesorah, so we have to respect them. V'amru Shimshon Bedoro Kishmol Bedoro. U'binin Zeh Yesh Musar Gadol Ibnei Adam. This has a very important teaching for people, that Shelo Yomro, they shouldn't say, Madu Nekabel Mishpat Ploni Otakanas Dayan Ploni. A person might say, why should I accept this ruling of this judge? Eina Dover Kane, that's not a proper attitude to have. Because the mishpat is enu leploni, it's not really his. Leploni ashofit. Ela kodesh baruch hu shetzivo sarubo.
It's rather to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Commotion Amar Ki HaMishpat Le'elokim Hu. That even though the judgments come through the Beis Din HaGadol, through the Sanhedrin, but ultimately it has the stamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol Mishpat Echa V'Kblua Ish Mipi Eish Al HaDoros HaCholfim. And we learn from the beginning of Maseches Avos of this Mesorah that was passed on from generation to generation, and as it passed through each generation.
Second reason, v'ha'inyan hasheni, shehu rotza lizkor b'maseches zu musar kol chacham min hachachamim, kedei shenilmad mehem amidos hatovos.
The more obvious reason that Avos is all about midos, and Hashem wants, Rabbi Yudah Nasi wanted us to learn from these chachamim, not just their chakiras, also wanted us to learn from them their midos tovos. Ve'inodim tzarech lizeh hadavar k'mo adayonim.
And the person who needs this most is the dayanim. She'amei ha'aretz k'shelo yebali musar, ena hezek l'kol ha'amon, el l'baylo v'ilvad. If you have a guy, he's an am ha'aretz, and he has his own house, and he lives his own, he's some guy, stam, a balabos, and he doesn't have good midos. Okay, it's not good, but it's not destructive. But if a dayan, if a rav, if a community leader doesn't have good midos, it's destructive. And therefore, we put it here by Sanhedrin in order to teach those leaders the importance of midos tovos. By the way, you see a very important point here. Just sitting and learning doesn't make you into a bal midos. You need to work on yourself. You have to study musar. You need to make yourself into a good person. Aval hashofet kishlo yabal moser vitzanua yazik atzmo v'yazik me'adam. If a person, if a leader, a shofet, is not a bal moser, so then he's really not only is he mazik himself, but he's mazik others, and he's mazik the name of Torah. L'fikach hayatzchilos tavarav v'meseches avos moser adayanim k'mo sh'amar avim misunim bedin. Like we know, the first statement there is from Anshei Knesset Hagadol avim misunim bedin. Be patient. The shofet needs to be taught, trained, and all of the things mentioned in Maseches Avos.
Very important. We have to make sure that there's no tricking going on. That there's justice is really going to be served. And part of that, in order for you to be able to remove yourself from the situation, right? You have someone comes into court, and one guy is this big, tough jerk. And the other guy is this poor guy who doesn't have any money. And you think that and Al Pi Emes, the poor guy should lose. So if you don't have the right midos, and you don't have the right, you haven't worked on yourself, so it's easy to justify yourself, to paskin for the poor guy. That's not right. We have to make sure that we follow the right halacha. So you have to really develop your midos tovos and your morals in order to be a judge.
You also have to make sure that if once you know the psak, you need to issue it right away.
It's painful for someone to sit there in court and not know the result of the din, and you already know, and you're like just dragging it out. That's painful. That's not right.
Right,
that's also a Mishnah. You have to be careful when you speak. That's in the first parak of Perek Yavos. You have to be careful when you speak to the Edim, because accidentally they might learn from your words. They might end up learning something about the case. You didn't steal my brownie, did you? Right. Oh, okay. I guess I know it was about a brownie. Right. So you have to. You have to be careful when you're being choker the edim. The in lo lumo taina lebala riv, and you can't obviously teach as the judge. You can't say, "Why don't you sure you don't want to invoke the seventh, right? You sure you don't want to invoke the fifth?" You can't give. And that's what we're told in the Mishnah that you can't be k'arche adayonim. These are all Mishnayos. You can't be k'arche adayonim. V'al yichal nafsho b'chevra sami aret shemi yelavuz. Don't hang out with Amaratzim if you're a dayan. V'al yisalim in the other manshlo yuchol liroso v'chol eishi etzdarchu olav shem yaved ha'evyon. V'al yivakesh menucha v'tanugim. Don't chase after luxuries pen yavod ha'emes, because then you won't be able to be mechabin to the emes. V'lo tim shechuhu Hataiva, don't be drawn after your taiva. V'al yerotz l'hiskadim eschaveru l'din. V'al yelachet atzmo l'ikanis b'dayonis. Don't offer, don't, right? Choshech atzmo min adin is the Mishnah. Don't volunteer to be a dayan. You should try to avoid paskening, right? These are all Mishnahis that we did in Pirkei Avos. Shem yechoshev b'tzorch lios mehader b'chol dinov achar hapshara. You should always try to get to a compromise. From yuchal shlo yifsok din b'chol yamov. Aval yasef shara, it's best to avoid psak and to get to a arbitration of, or some type of compromise. Bein shneim erivim. Hinei matov u'manoim, that's the best. Him enu yochol oz yachtoch adin v'al yatriach. But if you have to paskin, then make sure you paskin properly. And if he's talking, don't cut him off. Allow him to speak, even if he's saying ridiculous things. And if, as soon as you see you need to, so go right away and make psak. Lakos, Vilanosh, the Hefshet Habigodim, Ukrias, Ashtaros, Akayomos, Kishimtsuwe, Mashi, Yechayev Lasozen. You see, sometimes they take extrajudicial measures when they see that it's necessary. Harbek Moze, Ukidomalize, Mitzvah, Omrim, Yikov, Adina Sahar, that sometimes you need to really be strong. You need to be able to muscle your way through. The Alderach Klaut Sarkshia, Shopet, Kirofe, Baki. In general, the judge needs to be like an expert doctor. She calls man sheyuchal lerape b'mizonos, lo yerape b'refuos. You can heal someone by giving him a good diet. So don't start giving him medicines and poisons and chemicals. It's chemicals, medicine. So if you can be merape him in an easier way by just changing his diet. About kishiroa sheacholi chazak, but you see that he's really ill. V'yafshir l'srapos b'mizonos. You can't just change his diet, right? Someone has high blood pressure. So we tried first to work on their diet, you know, eat less red meat and try to do exercise. And if that's not working, okay, then you're going to have to put them on medication. So then you wrap it with fools. Kalos, krovos, alateva, amazon. Try first with simpler medications, things that are more herbal. Kigon hamashkin, v'hamirakachos, hamibusamos, v'hamitukanos. You know, the proper ones. V'yemira shacholi ischazik, but if you see that the illness is strengthening, and you see that these things are not working. And you have to move on to more chazak refuos. You're going to have to give him things like something that causes him to go to the bathroom to help flush out his system, like sakmonia. It's a certain medicine. And those are often very bitter medications. You should know the Rambam, as you know, was a doctor, but he also wrote a number of very important treatises on medicine. We have, I think, a couple of volumes. I don't remember how many volumes it is, 3 volumes, 6 volumes. We have a few volumes of the Rambam's medical writings. I believe the Rambam might have been the first one to identify different types of snake venom, or maybe an anti-venom. It's something with that. I think he has an essay about asthma where he describes and tries to, you know, address different elements of asthma. So the Rambam's not just stam spewing here. And the Rambam here is saying that that's a judge. A judge, you first try to judge the case in a very gentle way, maybe a compromise to work it out with everyone. When you see that that's not happening, so then you need to be strong. And that's what he's saying here about medicine. Kena shofet ishtad delasos pshara. First try to make a compromise. Ve'em lo yochol yishpot benachas. If you see, you can't do it in a soft way. So you should try that first. But if you see that one side is particularly strong and stubborn, you're going to have to smash him. It's interesting. The judge needs to be careful not to be the type of person who chases after luxuries. The avas haosher, someone who loves money. The hamayla, or someone who loves honor. Kamosha amar akasav, sone betza, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu describes that in the description in the Torah of who the judges should be, that Moshe should choose, they should be sone betza. The amru, olav shalom, melech b'mishpat, yamod aretz.
And we're told Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz, and the Gemara darshins im dome hadayin lemelech. If the judge is like a melech, right? Melech b'mishpat. If he's like a melech, what does it mean? He's a melech. Eino tzarech klum. He doesn't need anything. King has everything he needs. You're not going to bribe the king. He's got storehouses full of money. So if he's like a melech, which means that he doesn't need anything, so then yamid aretz, then he can be a good, he can, you know, bring justice in the land. But if he's like the Kohen who always needs people to give to him, because the Kohen was always receiving matnos kahuna, right? Truma and other matnos kahuna. So if he's like that, meaning he needs things, so then he's not a good judge, because he'll be easier to bribe, even if you're not actually bribing him. But if he knows that one side is very wealthy, so he knows in the back of his head it's worth it for him to treat this guy well. So now that you see how shayach meseches, all the things in avos are to a judge, you understand why it would have been, and it's so appropriate that it's here in Ezekiel and specifically by Meseches Sanhedrin. And everything which follows Sanhedrin, which I already spoke about, Makos and Borazara, Ella Hamusarim, the Ode, Nosef Alem, Inyanam Acher, Mivinli, De Precious Min Olam. And in here, we have lots of things in Meseches Avos, things that bring a person to the Precious Min Ha'olam, the Kavod Ha'olam, Ba'aleha, Umaisa Hayosher, so things that bring a person to Frishus and Kavod and to be Poresh from the world and Kavod and to set us on a path of doing what's Yosher and Yira, Ukasher, Hus Hishlim, Musar Adayonim, Hechel Livoyer Shigiosam. So now that he finished with the Musar and how to make good judges, he discusses what happens when judges make a mistake. Anyone is human, it's impossible that he doesn't ever sin. And therefore, the last mesechta is Horios. Horios is all about what does Beis Din do when they make a mistake. If Beis Din makes a mistake and Klal Yisrael, or Rove of Klal Yisrael, acts based on their mistake. So, and Beis Din here also, we're specifically referring to the Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin paskins a halacha, and then it realized that there was an error, so what do they do? So that's, therefore we have Horios, and that's the end of Seder Nezikin. The Olu Chelke HaMamar B'Nezikin L'Ches Mesechtos. It ends up being 8 Mesechtos.
Achar Kein Chilek HaMamar B'Nim Kodshim V'Hichel B'Karbonos HaBehema. So next came to Kodshim, and he started discussing the Karbonos HaBehema. Shehem Mesechus Vachim. That's what Mesechus Vachim is about. Karbonos, Zevach, means a carbon of an animal. V'achar zvachim menachos. The next mesech is menachos. Kfi siduram b'Torah, that we find in the Torah, that after the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, we know that it starts with the karbonos of animals, and then it moves on to the karbonos of menachos, of wheat, karbonos that are brought from wheat, as opposed to from animals, wheat and other grains. U'kishehishlam inyan zivchei kodshim u'ma shenilva aleihem, dibrel inyan shchita shara zvachim, when finished discussing zvachim and of kodshim, it's discussed shchitas shar zvachim. What does that mean? It means shchita, which is not kachim, which is going to be chulin. Right? Zvachim discusses when you do shchita of an animal in order to bring it as a carbon. And then after zvachim and menachos, which deal with kachim, we then start to discuss shchita shar zvachim. He uses the word zvachim here also. Al seder akasov sharei achar shomer vayah mokam sheivchar shem alokecha bol shakin shemo sham taviu. After the Torah tells us that you have to bring the karbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, then it says rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachalta basar. We have the word tizbach zevach v'yachalta basar, referring to not zvachim now of a karbon, but a zevach, which is going to be a shchita, which is going to be for chulin purposes. So we have meseches chulin, hevi achem menachos meseches chulin, and chulin discusses chol. It discusses meat that's not kadosh. It discusses the dinim of shechita. V'yachar chulin b'choros. After chulin, we have meseches b'choros. I'll say there are costs of kamochin, which also follows the order of the psukim, because after it says rak b'chol avas nafshecha, amar lo stucha lechol b'sharecha, masar degoncha v'sirochcha v'yitzarecha b'choros b'karcho v'tzonecha. So we have then the din of b'chor. U'kishehishlo medaber b'nyani ha-kedushos, sider d'mei ha-arachim shem kamochin kodesh. So after this, we have the dinam of erchin, which is when a person says, I take upon myself my erech, my value, or someone else's value. I'm going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to bring it as a donation. So those are the dinam of erchin. Achar erchin tamura, which also follows the order of the psukim. Tamura is when you try to transfer the kedusha of one animal onto a kodesh animal onto a whole animal, so they're both kadosh. And Krisus discusses all of the mitzvahs that you're chayev kares on, and everything that's connected with that. V'hatam shebishvilo sidr hamin hazeh b'kodshim. Why is that in kodshim? Because kol davar shechayev and all of zedono kares, so you're chayev al shigagoso chatos. Whenever there's something that you're chayev kares on, when you do it b'mezid, if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayev achatos. V'hevi achar krisus mi'ila. After krisus of the dinam of mi'ila, mi'ila is when you use something that's kodesh for chol purposes. B'mnei sha'advarim shechayavin. Alehem mi'ila yoser kalam edarim shechayavin l'mechatos. So mi'ila is also a din when you use a karbon that's supposed to be kodesh and you use it and you get hana from it. So there also, that's done when it's b'shogeg. Right? We already said meseches krisus is here because when you do achi of krisus b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatos. So it's shaykh to the world of kachim. After that, we bring me'ila because me'ila is also done b'shogeg, and the carbon that you bring for me'ila, which is an usha me'ila, is less chomer than the carbon that's brought for krisus that's done b'shogeg, which is a chatos. Chatos, okay. Okay, let me just clarify. I don't think I said that correctly or clearly. If mi'ila is done b'mezid, so then a person has to, if it's money, so he has to pay back and give a chomesh, and there's an onesh. He's going to get misa b'dei shamayim or malchus, that's a machlokas regarding that. But if a person is moel b'shogeg, which means he doesn't know if the object was kodesh or not, so then you're chayev a karban asham. So that carbon, the Rambam is saying, again, what puts it into the world of Kodshim is not the Isser B'mezid, because the Isser B'mezid has Misa V'dei Shemayim or Malkus, but what puts it in here is the fact that when it's done B'shogeg, just like when Tamura is done B'shogeg, just like when Krisus is done B'shogeg, so you get a Chatos, here also when it's done B'shogeg, you get a carbon. Asham, and an asham is less chomer than a chatos. Okay. Hey, bi'achar mi'ila meseches tamid. After mi'ila is meseches tamid, v'niach osav achronim b'shvil she'in bo dibor lo al derech chachma v'lo iser v'heter el sipur. There isn't really a lot of analysis going on here. Psukim in meseches tamid, it's really just sipur. It's a description. Hey, chayim makriben ha-tamid k'dei lasos kem li'olam. In order to tell you, when the basement is rebuilt, how to bring the carbon tamid. Rehevi achar tamid midos. Veinbo inyan ella sipor. It also is a description. Shu zocher midas hamikdash v'tzuroso. It lists it describes what the structure of the Beis HaMikdash was, and in detail, and obviously the purpose of why this is valuable for us, as the Rambam. Ha-toela sheish binyanahu ki kashi bonah b'imhe rabbi amenu yishmish lishmor lasos hatav nisahi v'ha'erech. We're going to need to follow the description as the Mishnah describes it. Mimnei shuvu ruach hakodesh, kmo shomer hakol bechtav miad biyad Hashem alai hiskil. Okay, pasuk in Devar Yomim. Ukishishlo medaber berkarbanos abehemo bechol anilvalem. We're done discussing the karbanos and the tavnis habayis shemakriven bos and the karbanos, which is the place where we bring the karbanos. That's why it's here in Meseches Kodshim. See, there achar of meseches kinim. It's followed by the last mesechta in Kachim, which is meseches kinim, and kinim discusses all of the different karbanos of that we bring. Often we bring groups of karban of birds. That's why it's kinim in the plural, probably. So kinim is this mesechta's last. Ve'en inyan mesechta say eladar betaruvei ha'ofos kishis arvu karbanos ha'ofos elu ha'melu. What happens when they get mixed up with each other? What's the din? How do you bring them? The reason why this is brought at the end is because it's not something that has to be done. We've already seen the Rambam use this theory before. Whenever something is not necessary, it's something that it's a exception case, so then it's dealt with later. It's not necessarily going to happen that birds get mixed up with each other. It's not a very common occurrence. Moshe's bar ben komo behem chosam seder kachim. That's the end of seder kachim. The alu chelki amamer beseder kachim ashtei esrei mesechtos 11 mesechtos. The achar kein chila kamamer betaros. Last, we're going to finish up this section of the Rambam. The achar kein chila kamamer betaros gets to taharos. V'hiskel b'mesechas kelim. So taharos obviously deals with dinei tumah v'tahara, and it starts with mesechas kelim. What is Mesechas Kelim about? It is all of the Ikrei Tumos, all of the Amos HaTuma, all of the different Halachos. V'lizkar kol mashu mekabel tuma u'shein mekabel tuma. It teaches us the basic dinim. What's mekabel, what's not mekabel. U'kishyizkor lanu mashu mekabel tuma neida kodram shein mekabelim tuma u'shein mekabelim. It mentions to us explicitly the things that are not mekabel tuma, and from that we're able to deduce what is mekabel tuma. The opposite. When it tells us what is mekabel tuma, then we're able to infer what's not mekabel tuma. V'hevi achar kelim olos. And what is olos about? Tense. L'daber al tumas meis. That's where we discuss tumas meis when you have a case of ohel. Right? When there's a dead body within an ohel, so it's metame the things that are in the ohel. V'iktim zos mesecha b'shvil shi kasha mikol atumus. And the reason why this is brought right away, second in the Seder, is because olos, because tumas meis is the most kasha, because it's via vosa tuma. Generally, we speak about avosa tuma, sheretz, shechvazera, nida. These are all ovos tuma. But tamei meis is avia vos, meaning what touches a meis, it itself is only an avatuma. It doesn't. Everything else, every other avatoma, if it touches something, it becomes a rishon l'toma. But a dead body is an avi avos, which means something that touches a dead body is still an avos atoma. V'achareha negam, after is negam, v'nyon shemidaber b'tumas tzarash, shemitzori yitami b'ohel. So first of all, a mitzora is mitami b'ohel, just like a mesis, meaning if a mitzora goes into a house, everything else that's in the house or in the tent becomes tamei. So since there's a din of tumas oil by mitzora, so mitzora is tamei oil. V'yeshbo k'tzas dimyon mitumas ames. And there are some similarities, because as we sort of alluded to before, if you have a dead body in a tent, so anything else that's in the room with the dead body becomes an avatuma, which means that it's able to be mitamei Adam, people, kelim, vessels, and ochlin and mashkin, food and drink. But if a mitzora, who himself is only an avatum, he's not an aviavos, if a mitzora is in an ohel, so then anyone else who's in the ohel with the mitzora becomes a rishon l'toma. And again, if there's a dead body in the tent, so then anyone else who's in, that's an aviavos. If you're in the tent with the dead body, you become an avatuma. An avatuma is able to be metame, Adam, Kalim, Ochlin, and Mashkin. But if there's a mitzora in the tent, so the mitzora is only an avatum. He's not an aviavos. He's only an avatuma. Aviavos is only by a dead body. Which means that if you're in the tent with the mitzora, you're only a rishon l'tuma. And that means you can only be metame, Ochlin, or Mashkin. You can't be metame another person or Kalim. Okay, so Nigayim is after Olos. And we said it's similar to Tumas Meis, but it's not exactly the same. Ukeshehishlam Tumas Meis va'adomelo, bo ledaber binyan tahara Hamitaharis min ha-tumah. So, after discussing Tumas Meis and Mitzora, now we start talking about the Tahara process. V'hi para aduma. V'hevi acha negoim Meseches Parah. And that's why Meseches Parah comes next, because we know that in order for someone who's Tamei Meis to become Tahor, you have to sprinkle on him with the Efer of the Parah Aduma, B'yom Shlishi, B'yom Shvi. Right? So, that's why next comes Meseches Parah. So after discussing the tumos avos hatuma, so diber b'inyan hatumos hakalos she'ein b'ham ella harev shemesh. So we start talking about the more minor tumos with tumi rishon sheni l'tuma, and these are going to be situations where you're able to become tahor on the exact same day that became tumi. So you'll have to, if you become Tameh, you'll have to go to the mikvah, and the sun will set, and once that happens, so you'll be Tahor. So as opposed to, let's say, by Tameh Meis, where you have to go first through 7 days, and sprinkle on the third day, and the seventh day. So now we're talking about Tumos, which are only require Herv Shemesh, and Sidur Achar Parah Meseches Taharos. V'kara Shema Taharos, B'loshin Nikiyah, Shere Dibur Bahu Tumos. Right, the topic is really Tumah, but it's Lashon Nekiyah, so they call it Taharos. Now, Shema Yachshov HaChoshev, Sh'inyan Kriya Shem HaSeder, Seder Taharos, Kriya Shem Meseches Vimeno Taharos, Sh'tfisa Al-Machaber. You might think that you can have a good claim against Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because lo and behold, look what he did. He called the Seder Taharos, and then he called one of the Mesechtos Taharos. Which is strange, you know, if that's the name for the entire Seder, what are you calling one of the specific Mesechtas with the same name? So he says, you might think you have a claim on him. We don't think that this is really such a taina, because with people, Chachmei Higayon, people who deal with logic and Shem Korim Amin HaPrati B'Shem Amin HaKol, you find sometimes. We find that they do that. The example in the Moshe Rav Kook edition here that they bring is they say that Bavel, the city is Bavel, but also the entire empire is called Bavel, right? I don't know, New York City and New York State. You know, you find that sometimes, that something that's very Iker is sometimes it's the name of the entire category, and it's also one of the details. Okay. Ukeshehishlam atumos achmuros veheich tale. So after all this, so after that we have now part of the process of the Tahara from the Tumas Kala, from the secondary levels of Tumah. If you become a Rishon or a Sheni, so the primary way you become Tahara is through the Mikvah. And after all of this, we have Meseches Nida, even though Meseches Nida is one of the Chamuros, because a Nida is an Avatumah. So why is it following after all of the secondary tumas? It's not something that applies to everyone. It only applies to women. You see the achar mikvos nida, the achar nida machshirin. After this we have machshirin. And machshirin is discussing the din that we know that in order for food to become tame, specifically food, it has to first be wet by one of the Zion Mashkin. It has to be made wet by the water or dew or wine or shemen, oil or blood or milk or honey. So if it doesn't come into contact with liquid, now obviously we mean, if we're talking, let's say, about produce, it's obviously after it's separated from the ground. When it's connected to the ground, it's not mekabel tuma, and rain doesn't make it mekabel tuma. But once it's been separated, so this is what Meseches Machshirin, something that's Machshirin, it makes it, it's a prerequisite, it's what allows it to become Tomei. V'anachon ha'yo l'sader achar nida zavim. Really, zavim should have been after nida, because zavim deals with people, even men, who become Tomei through men or women, a zav or a zava, people who become Tomei from discharges from their body, not shechva zera, not semen, and not nida, not blood of menstrual blood, but other types of discharges. So that should have really been after Nida. But Machshirin was put first. Aval Hikdim Machshirin al Zovim Kol Shiktim Alkosav Sher Machshirin Parshas Vayibi Yom Hashmini, and Zovim is in Parshas Zostia Torah Sanitzora. So therefore, since it comes first, it was put in that order. See there Achar Zovim Tful Yom, and after Zovim is the Masechta of Tful Yom, which discusses the dinim of someone who is tamei, and the only way he becomes Torah is not by waiting 7 days, but by just going to the mikvah, and then he has to wait Harav Shemesh. So in that in-between status, you're called a Tful Yom, meaning after you've gone to the mikvah, but before Harav Shemesh. And this is in the Pasuk, Zos Toras Azov, Asher Tetzim Yino Shechva Zera. That's a classic case of a Tful Yom, is about Keri. Okay. So, the Elu Atumas Hamuk Domos Kulon Kolos Kol Aguf. So, these tumos that we've mentioned until now, these are tumos that apply to the whole body. If a person becomes tummy, his whole body becomes tummy. And that's why after this comes, Mesechus Yadayim is a tuma which is chal only on a person's hands. And this din of Yadayim is a gzera d'rabbanan. It's actually a very early gzera from Shlomo HaMelech. And this is Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech, was gozer on the Yadayim, that a person's hands will be considered a sheni latuma, just his hands, which means that if he would touch something like truma or something tahu, kadosh, it would become tummy. V'achar Yadayim uksin, and after Maseches Yadayim is Maseches uksin. What's Maseches uksin about? So uksin is a very specific masech that discusses it's the stem of a fruit, and it's the analysis of whether, when we're trying to figure out the size of the fruit, because there are certain minimum sizes in order to become tameh, does the stem of the fruit, is it considered part of the fruit in order to reach this minimum shear? And it's at the end because, again, it's not so much based on analysis of psukim, it's a lot of svara, and that's the end, uba chasam sifro, and that is the end of the Taros, and all of Shas. The olu chelke hamamar betaros l'shtem esrei mesechtos, in the end, we arrive at 12 mesechtos and taros, v'yu misper kol mesechtos ha-mishnah, we end up having 61 Sechtos. Now, just a couple of quick points about that. First of all, the only way you get to 61 is if you count all the babas as one. Right? I think we mentioned that. The Baba Kamba and Mitzian Baba Basta's discussion, is that all considered one Mesechta called Meseches Nezikin, or is it not? So that's going to impact the numbers here. Also, we discussed this question of whether Makos is part of Sanhedrin. The Rambam felt it was not. That's also going to impact the numbers. We'll also point out that Rav Reuven Margolios, in his Sefer on the construction of the Mishnah, he points out that if you look in each Seder, it's also true that the Mesechtos in the beginning of the Seder have the most Prakim, and it goes down. Meaning the bigger Mesechtos at the beginning, and then the smaller Mesechtos the biggest Mesechtos in the beginning of the Seder, and the smallest Mesechtos at the end of the Seder. So even though the Rambam here provides for us explanation for why each Mesechtos is after another, there's also another explanation, which is just that there's a certain, it goes based on size. Okay, let's just finish it. Uprakim Chamesh Meos Ushloshim Ve'esrim. There are 523 Prakim. Okay. I think if we count, it's 24. It's not exactly the same, but it's basically the same. Okay.